The Moral is written by Professor Jack Benega, director of the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
The Bush administration's educational policy, called No Child Left Behind, was one in a string of reform policies over the past 60 years, promising to end what was perceived as a steady decline in our nation's schools. No Child Left Behind promised stronger accountability for student academic success, more choices for parents, and increased federal funding to support scientifically based instructional programs. Unrealistically, the law promised that all children, 100%, would meet or exceed standards by 2014. The Obama administration's educational policy calls for much of the same. President Obama promises tougher standards for schools, new accountability for teachers, and even more choices for parents. Obama's Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, comparing American schools to those in other nations, said, "We have slipped. We are falling behind. All those other countries are passing us by." Secretary Duncan stated that the main task of schools is to improve academic achievement. But is that all we expect from our schools? Hardly. Peter Schrag, a longtime editor of the Sacramento Bee and a frequent writer on education issues, writes that Americans believe schools must address every major American problem. His list of what we have expected is long and includes the following: to outduel the Chinese and the Indians in the training of scientists and engineers, to Americanize millions of children from 100 third world cultures, to educate the blind, the mentally handicapped, and the emotionally disturbed to the same levels as all others, to teach the evils of alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and premarital sex, to prepare all for college, teach immigrants in their native languages, feed the poor, entertain the community, sponsor dances and fairs for kids, and to serve as the prime social welfare agency for both children and parents. With all that, asks Schrag, is it any wonder that so many Americans think schools are lousy? Contrary to public perceptions, Schrag concludes that our public schools do make a remarkable difference. Despite everything they have been charged with, math and reading scores for 9 and 13-year-olds have increased, and scores for all children, including African Americans and Hispanics, have gone up as well. But given the range of issues dealt with by schools, expectations for them will never be met. Our schooling system needs overhauling. Linda Darling Hammond, a Stanford University professor and Barack Obama education policy advisor, recommends that the new president address at least two major issues to improve the schooling for all children. She recommends spending less on testing and more on investing in school inequalities. The United States, according to Darling Hammond, has the most inequitable educational system in the industrialized world, with highly funded schools outspending low-funded schools at least 3-to-1 in most states. This problem is very evident when comparing low-income schools in our Central Valley with most schools in the Bay Area. And she recommends school services that are offered by most higher-achieving countries. These include high-quality universal preschool, health care for children, a better-prepared and better-paid teaching force, and finally, redirecting the curriculum to focus on critical thinking and problem-solving, where students defend their ideas orally and in writing. It is not the case that our public schools are failing us, although there is much room for improvement. We are wrapped up in their successes, criticize them when they don't appear to meet our expectations, and yet we resist measures that may make them more successful. No wonder we're frustrated. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.